When I was a young girl in England, the Second World War was on, and they had a draft for women in England. And I didn't want to be drafted, and I became a nurse, which was a reserved occupation. And after about a year in a sort of wartime civilian nursing organization, I decided to that I kind of liked nursing, and I went to nursing school. I dropped out of that after a year because I couldn't stay in one place long enough. I couldn't see staying there for another 3 years. But I did go on working as a nurse for a number of years. Well, let me see, a couple of years after that anyway, and then sporadically after that. In England, one could work as an assistant nurse if one had had some training and some experience. It's a category of nurse which doesn't exist in this country. And so I had a good deal of experience of nursing and of hospitals. And I never wrote anything about it except one poem which was in a book called, which I don't have with me, a long ago poem. It was in a book called With Eyes at the Back of Our Heads, and it was called The Dead. And it was based on my nursing experience and on laying out the body of the dead. But otherwise, I really never touched on that whole experience, because when I was living it, I was I wasn't capable, technically or emotionally, of dealing with it in my poems. And the poems I was writing really don't give a clue to what I was living. They were typical adolescent poems of vague emotion. And my first book, which they have... well, they have my first book over at the Poetry Center here. It's called The Double Image. And if you have the curiosity to glance through that book, you'll see that there's hardly a clue to the fact that there was a war on, that England was getting bombed, and that I was living in the midst of all that and working as a nurse. You just wouldn't know it. By the time I felt capable as a somewhat more mature person and a more experienced poet of dealing with that experience, the experience had faded, and I felt, you know, it was too remote from me. But a year... 2 years ago, I suppose it was, around 2 years ago, I saw the movie Sunday, Bloody Sunday. And there's a shot in that movie which was very vivid to me. It's just a brief shot where the doctor goes to the hospital at night. And it evoked for me so sharply my experience of those nursing years that it enabled me to write one poem, at least, about that time of my life. And that's this one, called The Malice of Innocence. It has a couple of French words in it, which are from a Rimbaud poem. Maybe I'll remember to sort of mention those things afterwards. I've taken to putting notes in the back of my books. Years ago, I used not to put notes because I thought it would be pretentious. And now I've decided it would be pretentious not to put notes. So I don't know if that says more about me or about our times, I'm sure. But anyway, the poem is called The Malice of Innocence. A glimpsed world halfway through the film, one slow shot of a ward at night holds me when the rest is quickly losing illusion. Strange hold, as of romance, of glamour. Not because, even when I lived in it, I had illusions about that world. Simply because I did live there, and it was a world. Green-shaded lamp glowing on the charge desk. Clipboards stacked on the desk for the night. Sighs and waiting, waiting for morning stirrings in the dim, long room warm, orderly, and full of breathings as a cow barn. Death and pain dominate this world, for though many are cured, they leave still weak, still tremulous, still knowing mortality has whispered to them, have seen in the folding of white bedspreads according to rule, the starched pleats of a shroud. It's against that frozen counterpane, and the knowledge too, how black an old mouth gaping at death can look, that the night routine has in itself, without illusions, glamour, perhaps. It had a rhythm, a choreographic decorum. When all the evening chores had been done, and a multiple restless quiet listened to the wall clock's pulse, and turn by turn, the two of us made our rounds on tiptoe, bed to bed, counting by flashlight how many pairs of open eyes were turned to us, noting all we were trained to note. We were gravely dancing, starched in our caps, our trained replies, our whispering aprons, the well-rehearsed pavan of power. Yes, wasn't it power, and not compassion, gave our young hearts their hard fervor? I hated to scrub out lockers, to hand out trays of unappetizing food, and by day or the tail end of night, daybreak dull on gray faces, ours and theirs, the anxious hurry, the scolding old maid bosses. But I loved the power of our ordered nights, gleaming surfaces I'd helped to polish, making patterns in the shipshape half dark. Loved the knowing what to do and doing it, list of tasks getting shorter, hour by hour, and knowing all the while that emergency might ring with a case to admit any time if a bed were empty, poised, ready for that. The camera never returned to the hospital ward. The story moved on into the streets, into the rooms where people lived. But I got lost in the death rooms a while, remembering being crudely, cruelly, just as a soldier or one of the guards from Dachau might be, in love with order. An angel like the chercheuse de poux, floating noiseless from bed to bed, smoothing pillows, tipping water to parched lips, writing details of agony carefully into the night report.